This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. Russian forces have carpeted Ukraine with a fresh barrage of missiles and munition-carrying drones Tuesday, a day after strikes across the country killed at least 19 people in what the UN Human Rights Office, described as a particularly shocking attack that could amount to war crimes. Reporter Anna Chernikova in Kyiv updated VOA's Flashpoint program on Tuesday's attacks.
Today, what we have confirmed from the Air Force of Ukraine, that today Russian forces fired 28 missiles on the territory of Ukraine, and also more than dozens of drones. We know that 20 missiles were destroyed by the air defense of Ukraine, and 13 drones were also destroyed. For the moment, we have confirmed information that there were at least four regions where actually missiles hit. So this is Lviv area, Vinnytsia area, Dnipro, and Zaporizhia. These regions, for the moment, have confirmed that the main target of the attacks were the critical infrastructure facilities, energy infrastructure.
Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky Tuesday addressed the leaders of the Group of Seven industrial powers via video conference, thanking them for their support and pleading for more help. Zelensky asked leaders to help financially with the creation of an air shield for Ukraine. He also suggested an international mission be set up to observe activity on the Ukrainian-Belarusian border, saying that Russia was trying to directly draw Belarus into the war. Following the conference, the G7 leaders pledged in a statement to firmly stand with Ukraine as long as it takes. This is VOA News.